WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 233, Riding Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we leave Tomorrowland, enter the land of fantasy, and take a ride under the sea with our favorite mermaid and all her friends.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. I don't know about you, but I need a break from the stress of the world. I'm saddened by what I see in the news each day, of brothers and sisters hurt or killed, of the destruction of businesses, of disease, and that's just here in my small part of Kentucky. Right now, though, I want to put all that down, just for 30 minutes, to go to the happiest place on Earth and enjoy a little peace with my memories. In today's memory, we'll continue our day from September of 2016 as we begin the day in the Magic Kingdom. Today, my extended family is with us, and we'll be picking up just as we left Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. The crowds are heavy in Tomorrowland, and we've got little ones that need more rides for them, so we begin the walk over to Fantasyland. Our intention right now is to ride the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Because of where we park the strollers, we exit Tomorrowland, walking across the bridge towards Cinderella's Castle. We'll make a right and cross that next bridge back into the edge of Tomorrowland and Fantasyland, appearing just beside, you know, Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. We'll make the left by the Mad Tea Party and enter the cute play area for Winnie the Pooh. The line is long, 45 minute wait, but we figure the kids can play and this will be a break for them while they wait. We'll enjoy some of the sounds as we climb in the tree, knock on Piglet's door, play with the gophers, pop the balls, beat on the melons, fly the bumblebees, and just as we hit that turn to join up with the Fastpass line, it happens. The ride breaks down. After a brief discussion with the group, we all decide to hop out of line and make our way to Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid instead. We'll gather up our strollers and make our way around the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, eventually finding the entrance to the Little Mermaid. The wait's short, so we'll make our way through the queue quickly and find ourselves loading into a clamshell for a fun retelling of Ariel's adventure. It wasn't what we planned, but it kind of worked out. The kids got to enjoy the excellent play area for a bit at Winnie the Pooh, and then the line was so short for Ariel that we almost got the best of both worlds, really. Riding Under the Sea is actually a great dark ride experience. The audio animatronic figures of Ariel, Sebastian, Scuttle, and Ursula are all amazing, and you can't help but smile and dance a little with the music. The end kind of rushes together, but honestly, because it can be so dark and scary with Ursula, I don't mind so much, and it was easier to distract Mikey from it all. Because that line is usually so short, I consider this a must-ride each visit. the fun to weight ratio is definitely in its favor. Before we jump into today's memory, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact or follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter all on our www-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and you want to help support the show, you can become a patron supporter and as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. I want to thank all of my patron supporters for your continued support of the show. Those monthly donations help to ensure future memories for everyone listening. Finally, we're now up to 158 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to all of you for your ratings and reviews. I especially want to thank General Britt Organa, who says, "Your podcast is a treat for the ears, especially for those of us that don't get to visit Disney all that often." Well, General, I'm so glad you're enjoying these little treats each week. I'm so grateful for your kind words. If you'd like to leave a review or maybe hear it in the podcast, make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts, as the good General did, and give your feedback. These reviews help the show be found by more subscribers, plus give potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Also, while you're listening, maybe take a moment and help me spread the word and share that you're listening and loving this memory. Tell a friend, post on social media. Just think, maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World is just what someone you know or love needs to get through these stressful times. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family on our 2-day trip to Walt Disney World, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we leave Tomorrowland, enter the land of fantasy, and take a ride under the sea with our favorite mermaid and all of her friends.
I got Mikey's hand. Behind the castle. You did.
We're looping around.
We're just gonna cut through like right
See?
In there.
I just heard him again.
I don't think so. I see a duck.
Thank you.
It's a lot of fun. If you've never been to it, this room, you started the perfect time to go to that fun. Showcasing, besides the 11 pavilions we have, they also bring in like 4 or 5 different from countries and they come in the place. And you just buy samples of different tastes of food and cheese and wine and beer and you name it.
There you go, Susie. Susie. Look up there. That's going to be Merida.
I just want to say one quick info here about Starlight Coffee.
There she is. That's right. She shoots the arrows. Yes. Excuse me, Jessica, where's the stroller parking for the area over here?
It's going to be right there.
It is right here. Okay. Hey, Susie. Whoop. Hi, Alonzo.
Hey, Nikki. I love honey. More honey. More. Did you find that?
Hey.
It was 45. Thank you. says please knock.
There are no piglets here. I just checked. The piglet's not here.
Knock again.
If you're a Heffalump, I'm not here.
Knock, Susan.
Piglet, move to another tree.
See if you can make the gophers come up. You get further instructions.
Sometimes they evacuate the entire line, sometimes they don't. So I'm just waiting on further instructions from higher up than me.
No, the right broke. that's not Thunder Mountain. That's Seven Dwarves Mine Train. Yeah, it kind of does. It's the Seven Dwarves Mine Train. I love this queue. I think it's so pretty and peaceful.
Yeah. Oh, he woke up.
Thank you. What's that say? What's it say? Can you read it? Banged my knee. Hold down. There you go. You ready? Hold your breath. Oop, there's the bubbles.
fish on the tank, they said to be in the pool. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they power something. One day when the dogs get hungry, yes, you got to be paid. Oh no, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us right,
beat us right. The bad one,
something about being in love with a human.
We sent her to Earth and over here. You see the stingrays on the floor? Ready? 1, 2, 3, jump! So do you remember that at all? We can head that way. Do you see all the shells in the sand, Susie? Look, there's a shell over there.
Michael, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for ourselves.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.